Cave Back to School Today being brought to you by Long Motor Sales and Lenawee Community Mental Health and Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton. As now I have Coach Morgan, Jen Morgan, the boys tennis coach here at Tecumseh High School. So, let's talk tennis. I mean, how are things going this season? I know just from reading some of the scores, you took on Adrian recently in a close contest there, but could you talk to our listeners about how your season's been going so far?
Sure. It's been going really well. I have a lot of new players. We do have some kids that have played for 4 years, but most of them are pretty new. So last night we took on Pinckney. The boys did win the match. It was really close. We ended up tying 4 courts to 4 courts, but we won based on the sets that we won. So we switched some things up last night, and some of our doubles players played singles, and singles played doubles. So the combination seemed to work last night.
Could you talk to, like, the non-tennis fan or follower about, you know, how the scoring seems complicated to me for singles and doubles, and how that shakes out? How does a high school tennis match even go? How does it progress during the night?
Sure. So
teach me.
Yeah. No worries. The scoring is definitely difficult. Parents have a hard time as well. The kids are working on coaching them up, but
yeah.
So games, I won't get into that, but they have to win 2 out of 3 sets. So a set is the first person to 6 games, but you got to win by 2. So when we play league matches, they do play 3 full sets if one team wins one set and the other team wins the other. So some of those matches can go rather long. The Adrian match, actually, our singles won, played like a 2.5-hour match. Because they split sets. So
okay.
They can be long, they can be short, it just kind of depends.
And does the scoring go like people watch on TV?
Yes.
Love, 15, 30.
40, and then game, unless
okay.
It's deuce.
All right. Okay.
Then it can go back and forth.
All right. We're going to educate the football fans that are listening, right?
Yeah.
You know, all about tennis. So could you talk about maybe some of the leaders, maybe some of the senior players on your team, or just leaders in general?
Yeah, so I have my 2 captains are David Hunt and Wyatt Harkness. They both have played for 4 years. They're both fantastic kids, great leaders. They run the warm-ups for practice. They were the number 1 and 2 singles, but they actually switched over to doubles last night, and they did get a win, which was pretty cool, and they played together for a few years. I would say also we've got David Puffer is a senior. He's also played for 4 years. This is my first year coaching the boys, so but I did help out a few years ago, or last couple years. David's come a long, long way, David Puffer, in his game, so that's cool to see. And a big one is one of our sophomores, Gregory Hagen. He's new to tennis, and he has been playing 3 singles, but last night, because of the changes we made to the lineup, he played 1 singles. And when I talked to him about it, I said, what do you think? And he's like, I'll do it. I just want to get better. So I appreciate that so much. And he played his heart out. He split sets. He ended up losing, but it was a great match.
So when you say 1 singles, that means the top,
yes.
Right? Is it 1 through 6?
It's 1 through 4.
Four?
So we play
okay.
1 through 4 singles and 1 through 4 doubles.
All right. And if you play doubles, you can't play singles?
Right. They all play. Yep. They all play at the same time.
You got to pick.
Yeah.
Okay,
for a match.
So that's the strategy behind coaching. There's a little, you're not there courtside
right.
A lot of the time. You can't be everywhere at once. So a lot of it is your lineup.
For sure, yeah. You know what? Because tennis courts, that area is so big, by the time I get all the way around, I feel like, you know, some kids have already finished up. So,
right.
Yeah, coaching is a little bit of a challenge at matches. But yeah, definitely coaching is done at practice so that they're prepared and ready to go.
So you played Pinckney last night. Seems like a schedule that starts early and ends early in terms of the fall.
Yeah.
So what's the look ahead for the boys team?
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Well, every day we kind of evaluate a practice of what we think is going to be best for that next match. We do have Chelsea coming up. They're always very tough opponents. But, yeah, we have 2 more weeks of matches, and then we will – SEC is actually up in the air, and then we do have regionals coming up as well in October.
Okay, when you say up in the air, you mean might not happen?
Yeah,
or?
So we didn't do regionals or the SEC for the girls, but they actually asked all the coaches about it yesterday for the boys, so we'll see if that would just be our division opponents.
Sure. Okay. So 2 weeks and then regionals.
Yeah, it's a short season. We played
it
a
is.
Lot before school even started,
sure.
Though.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Wow. Jen Morgan, coach of the boys tennis team here at Tecumseh. That wasn't too bad,
was it? Thank you. You made it very easy.
That's what I do. I interview people for a living. So I hope I'm
good
at it at this point.
Thanks, coach,
and good luck with Chelsea.
Thank you.
And again, Jen Morgan with the boys tennis team here at Tecumseh as they will take on Chelsea coming up.